going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Guards haven't had a lot of luck, as not only do we have yesterday's game called after three innings pushed to today, they're supposed to have a doubleheader completing yesterday's game and then following up today. Well, Tom Withers just tweeting out that it looks like today will also be rained out.
Yeah, I'm interested to find out what they do tomorrow then, if it's a doubleheader, if they resume the first part of last night and then go into another one, or just scrap it, go the two. And actually, the Guardians might end up in a break there because they're losing that game 2-1. They could just call that one a wash and start over again at a later date.
I'm all here for, let's do a triple header. Don't be cowards.
I love it. How about we go back to my original one gate access? One gate, you're in all three games.
Well, they'll never...
Triple header, let's do it.
They'll never...
For the people. We brand it for the people, Nick.
But they'll never do that because money.
Yes.
So I'm just thinking,
but
like...
That's why it's called the For the People Triple Header. It's going to be a new branding thing. Baseball's trying to get all sorts of people involved. It's a For the People Triple Header. Three games, one admission. Let's go.
When I think of baseball owners, I think about how charitable they are and how willy-nilly they like to spend and give away money. That's what I think of when I think of baseball.
Are you driving my triple header for the people straight into the ground?
What I'm saying is, yeah, I'm being a miser for it. I'm saying it won't happen. and JP, you're wrong. And if this is like a different, I'd be putting you in jail right now, is what I'm trying to say.
Hmm. Just try to help out people. That's all I can do.
People helping people.
That's it.
That's what you're
just
about.
Just trying to save some money in the people's pocketbooks.
Now, speaking of people helping people, can the Cavs help themselves? That in all things Cleveland sports, with one of Cleveland's own, he's a proud papa, he's a newly minted father, college basketball on Fox, the man's got like 17 jobs within the college basketball sphere, the great John Fanta joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, Papa?
What is happening, Nick and Jonathan? It's great to be with you guys, and that title, it means a lot. It means a lot. I appreciate all the listeners and people that have reached out back in Cleveland, and the baby and mom are doing great. Thank you.
That is, well, we're happy for you. I would say proud
Thank
of you,
you,
but really, I don't, no offense, you did some work there, fella. I think somebody else really carried the weight over there.
Well, thank you very much, Nick. When I was in the sixth grade and, my grade school girlfriend, it wasn't very long, but we went to a movie, and then she said, let's go to Chipotle. So I took her to Chipotle, and I paid the bill for both the movie and Chipotle, and then after that, she said, it's over, we're done.
Whoa.
Did I eat my burrito the wrong way? She said, no, I just, this isn't going to work out. And it was in that moment that I thought, man, am I just going to be going to the movies and Chipotle the rest of my life by myself? So it's nice to know that something works, and very grateful. I got lucky when I married my wife, and we all did with our respective wives, and even luckier to now have a son. It's the best blessing in the world.
Little Shador Fanta looks beautiful, John. You guys did great.
But listen to this. You'll both appreciate this story. So my wife was in labor for 36 hours.
Good gravy.
And 10 hours into it, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Indiana Pacers game number 2 tipped off inside the labor and delivery room. Now, this was hour 10, so I was able to sit in a chair and watch it. And I thought, oh, my son is a good luck charm. We're up by 20. they're well in place to even up this series. I turned to my wife when that went final. I probably should have gotten kicked out of Morristown Medical Hospital in New Jersey for some of the expletives that I uttered at the end of that game. I turned to my wife and I said, thank God you're still in labor. And she said, what the hell are you talking about? I go, I do not want his eyes to have watched that.
That's fair.
And have it be his first Cleveland sports experience.
He'll have enough. He'll have enough that hurt.
Yeah.
And this is the right way. Have you heard Channing Frye go all in on Jared Allen yet?
Yeah, I have heard it.
I'm curious on your take on Channing's comments and how far he went talking about Jared Allen and being maybe soft.
Well, I think they're a bit much. I do. And I also think that Jared Allen's an easy target. He's an easy target right now. And that's because I think he's a really nice guy. And, you know, sometimes nice guys don't get a lot of love. At the end of the day, they're the easy targets they should get picked on. Look, did Jared get exposed in the series? Yes, he did. He got beat, and the Indiana Pacers front court did expose him. He got exposed defensively, couldn't buy a stop. He was a step too slow, and he did not have a good series. That being said, I do want to send the message out here of this. One, I don't think that grabbing some other big man and having a replacement for Jared Allen is going to answer all these Cavs problems or even half of the Cavs problems. Like, you can be critical of him, but you're failing to acknowledge the realities of the situation here. For me, the issue is not Jared Allen and whether or not a solid big man in the NBA should get replaced by somebody else who would probably be solid, but there's no guarantees that they would be as productive or that they would get you a one seed in the playoffs. I know a lot of people are like, well, that doesn't really matter. Well, yeah, the regular season and the playoffs are two totally different ball games. But let's stop acting like Jared Allen is some horrible basketball player and the reason why the Cavaliers failed. To me, it's a collective thing. And it's what Kobe Altman spoke of yesterday when he said there's a toughness that's missing. The thing to me, though, that stands out is the toughness has been missing now for a couple of years. So when you say, I believe in this core group, I believe in what we've got, well, do you? Do you when you're questioning the toughness? To me, the problem is, at the end of the day, Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell's far better than Darius Garland. He's far, far, far better than Darius Garland. But with their skill sets, they both require one thing, the basketball. They both require the basketball in their hands to produce. Donovan Mitchell has earned that right. He has earned that right to have the ball in his hands and do what he does, and he shouldn't get blamed for the Cavaliers losing that series to the Indiana Pacers. Garland, I know he wasn't at full strength, obviously, but here's the deal. When Kobe Altman comes out and says that Darius Garland needs to continue to get tougher and muscle up and become the level that Steph Curry is at, let's not kid ourselves. He's not going to be that. He's not going to get to that level. That, to me, was a sales pitch. That, to me, was Altman trying to speak that into existence for a potential other suitor when he hops on the phone and tries to figure out a way to maneuver and finagle his way through this roster. To say that Jared Allen is reason number one or even a top two or three reason why the Cleveland Cavaliers are sitting at home right now, it's short-sighted. It's an easy out. It's an easy narrative. And I think Channing Frye went too far.
All right, John, what would you do if you were in the driver's seat? If you're Kobe Altman, do you do what he did last year and run it all back, or do you make some changes?
No. Well, think about it this way. When people – and this was written yesterday, and I'll credit Chris Fedor over at Cleveland.com.
Oh, please don't.
For writing this. Yeah. he wrote this, and he said, if Altman is going to run it back, it's either going to be the best sign of his success or the biggest sign of his demise. Now, I think right now, if I polled you two guys and we polled the greater audience, and it's not just prisoner of the moment, I think the majority of people – maybe fans, maybe phone callers will have a different view. I think the majority of people would say that if they had to put $100 on what it's going to be, you'd say the latter. In the NBA, simply running it back doesn't work. It doesn't. The Boston Celtics just ran it back. They're sitting at home. Now, Jason Tatum had an Achilles injury, but they were going to be sitting at home regardless. And they won the championship last year. And they ran it back. And everyone's like, oh, they're running it back. They're going to just win it again. It's not how it works. The New York Knicks made a bold move. A move that a lot of people did, a couple of moves that a lot of people didn't foresee being in their offseason. Yeah, they were going to move Julius Randle. I don't know if we thought that Karl Anthony Towns would end up as a New York Knick. And we sure as heck didn't think Mikal Bridges was going to end up a New York Knick. And I remember the night before the draft last June, my jaw hit the floor when the Knicks said, you know what, we're going to trade a bunch of assets and we're going to go for this thing. We're going to go for it. They went for it, and look where they are now. And I believe they'll beat the Indiana Pacers because I believe that they're tougher than the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I believe that Jalen Brunson's a better guard than Tyrese Halliburton. And Karl Anthony Towns is a matchup problem for the Indiana Pacers defense, one that the Cleveland Cavaliers did not have. You have to go out and do something. You have to. And I know a lot of people counter and say, yeah, but what if it's worse off than what you've got now? You know what you are, right? Some of these younger guys, could they get better? Could they continue to evolve? Yes. Does that make you a championship team? The Cavs, as currently structured, if you think 12 months is going to change that much for them, they couldn't even make the conference finals. Now you've got them winning a championship, and that's how we have to be thinking here. No more are you thinking about 64 wins, right? All throughout the regular season, people are like, the Knicks aren't clicking. The Knicks are not clicking. They don't have it. You know, oh, the Pacers are inconsistent. The Pacers have flaws. They're not the Pacers team of last year. Enough. The regular season, the playoffs are so far, it's like a different sport. So don't paint a false picture. You have to acknowledge the fact that you have not been tough enough and you have not been good enough to beat the heavyweights in this league when it matters most. You merely running it back is what ends up getting you fired.
All right, John, I'm going to give you three solutions that we talked about in return for Darius specifically. And I want you to rank each one of these. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Darius to Miami for Tyler Hero or Jaime Jaquez. Darius to Memphis for Desmond Bane and Scottie Pippen Jr. Or Darius to Washington for Jordan Poole and Bob Carrington.
In that order, 1, 2, 3. Miami being one, because I think Jaime Jaquez has a lot of untapped potential and is gritty and plays with a chip on his shoulder and can become a better, can become a key piece for a team. I just don't think it worked out fully in Miami. I think he'd be better in a different destination. Tyler Hero, I like Tyler Hero a lot. He's a shot maker. He defends. I think he gets a bad rap. I thought he got a bad rap at times in Miami. I like Tyler Hero. As for option number two,
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Bane and Pippen. Look. Option two could be option one. I think it's like a 1B. I like both those guys. I like the way that they play. I think if you're the Cavaliers, you look at what those two could bring to your team. And again, this team, you know, I know that Kobe was using analytics and numbers that said that his team did not get out toughed, like that they didn't, and that they didn't get beat in the little things and in the physicality columns. They did. They did. My eyeball saw it, saw the same thing that you guys saw. Indiana was so much tougher than the Cavs were. Bain and Pippen could help solve that problem. As for option three, a bird told me that your co-host is a big fan of this option. And I'm sorry to say, but Jordan Poole is not going to solve the Cavs' issues. The only thing he's going to do is take shots from people who should be shooting the ball. He's not a winning basketball player.
Well, he won a title, so he is a winning basketball player. 2022 did happen, John.
It did, but to me, look who he was playing with. He's not the main reason why. He's not far from the main reason why.
He wouldn't be the main reason why here either, John.
Yeah, but you're expecting him to be one of the main reasons why. I don't think that he's answering your problems. I just don't.
No, my theory on it was pretty simple. It was more the idea that if you're going to try to get any sort of you're shaking the snow globe is what you're doing there, John. And so like if you're trying to give yourself a different option that isn't Darius, he at least has size to himself, so you're not worried about the undersized backcourt. And they did win the title in 2022, which matters. But people don't want to do a pool party with me for whatever reason, John. They can't get on board with it.
Look, I mean, the image of me getting in
the microwave. Yeah. He's basically like a cavalanche. He's a walking cavalanche, John.
Yes, right. Well, we know how the cavalanches worked this postseason. Look, if they went out and did that, would it be an upgrade? Yes, I do think that. But, like, I think that sometimes, you know, people were saying to me, like, wow, still really a remarkable season. Was it? I don't know, guys. It's just, it wasn't. This was a failure. The postseason wasn't. They had to get to the conference finals. The three of us talked when the playoffs began. So look, would Jordan Poole be, it's my third pick, Peter Lind. Now, pool party, the image of me and Wilson getting into a swimming pool with you is not one that I imagined.
I think it'd be you and him together. I don't know. I'm sitting one out there, big dog.
But then,
how nice of a pool do you have?
Yeah, well, it better be able to hold us. On this show, then again, we've talked about unicorns and all kind of things. So
unicorn horns, no less.
Yeah, I would go. I don't know. I hate to agree with Wilson. I would go with those two Heat players because, like, I know that Garland was trash talking Hero and whatnot, but Hero. Here's the thing with Hero. By the end of the season, he was being required to be a guy that he's being required to be the main backcourt guy. That's not what he is. But I would think that of the three options, I would take the Heat guys, knowing who they were coached by, knowing what organization that they were part of. And I know you could sit back and say, well, Jordan Poole, look what organization he was part of. There's a reason why Jordan Poole's sitting in Washington right now.
Ooh. His name is Draymond Green.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, exactly. That's bad habits. I mean, by the way, I think I've seen it circulating. Like, would you want to trade for Draymond Green? That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. That should not happen.
So that's a no to you?
Sounds like a no.
That is a ridiculous premise idea. He is an old man at this stage of his career. And you're not making it through a whole series with him because he gets tossed from a game basically once a series.
All right, but devil's advocate.
Yeah,
he would punch a lot of guys in the business,
and they could use that. I mean, I don't know what you guys think. Okay, I will say this: how many times going to commercial break, you know, the TNT theme is playing, and you see Mitchell trying to pump everybody up, and I remember thinking to myself, like, man, does this guy want it? He wants it.
Yeah,
but the people around him. I don't know. They don't seem to fully represent that. And that's tough. Like, it's not that those other players didn't want it. It's that I didn't sense this alpha dog out of their identity. I sensed it out of the Pacers. I sensed it out of the Pacers in every single way. How did Indiana win that series? They came at the Cavs in waves. Like, they figured out a way to score at will on the Cavs. All five guys on the floor at any time could get cooking. And then defensively, they extended out on the Cavs and just bothered the hell out of them and kept going. They were like, they bludgeoned Cleveland as the series went on. They just kept punching and punching and punching. The Cavs have a lead puncher. I still believe in Donovan Mitchell. I really do. People who don't, I don't know how you could watch him play and not. But, man, they've got to get more – if you learn from anybody, basketball is a stolen person's game. Talk to any coach. They say, I watch other people's film to steal stuff. Why, you know, Kenny Atkinson's got to be looking at Indiana and saying, how do I get that? You don't get that by just keeping the same people in your locker room. Either you have it or you don't.
John, you've got it. We appreciate you, buddy. Good stuff. See you at the pool party.
See you guys at the pool party. Fresh, a bit of a hot take. The guards being on a couple-day break is helpful for the guards. They need to take a step back, take a breath, and get ready for this big stretch, big weekend with Detroit. Huge weekend.
Don't hate that either, buddy. Good stuff.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.